Refuge in Tibetan. Refuge in English. The center of the victorious mandala, one's own body, the source of all positive qualities without exception, is the expanse within three channels and five chakras. I take refuge in this body of emptiness. All the gathered clouds of suffering and misery are completely cleared by the wisdom wind, revealing the unelaborated, primordially pure expanse of the sky. I take refuge in this body of light. From the pavilion of the five wisdom lights, rays from non-dual spheres of light emanate, clearing the webs of darkness of ignorance. I take refuge in this body of great bliss. Guided meditation, inner refuge. Sit in five-point posture or whatever comfortable position you're able to. Draw your clear and open attention inward. Feel deep stillness through your body. Feel and hear deep silence through your speech. Feel and be aware of the spaciousness through your mind. Effortlessly rest in that stillness, silence, and spaciousness. Gradually draw your attention in that stillness. Be aware of that unbounded space, indestructible qualities, changeless qualities, qualities of beyond birth and death, the base of all. connect with that unbounded space. Be aware of that unbounded space. Be that unbounded space as you are that unbounded space. Being that unbounded space is taking refuge in this body of emptiness. That is our first refuge. Rest in that certainty and confidence and trust. Draw your attention to that inner silence. Hear that silence. Be aware of that infinite awareness. Be aware of that awareness of unbounded space. Feel connection to that infinite awareness. That connectedness is the connectedness we all long for belonging, long for being part of, longing for connection, the best place to connect is to that innate awareness. Feel deep sense of completeness, fullness. There is nothing missing when you feel this connection to that unbounded space and infinite awareness. Feel that worthiness, richness. With that feeling of worthiness, richness, being aware of that infinite awareness, feeling connection to that infinite awareness, that is our second refuge, the refuge of the body of light. Effortlessly rest in that. With deep trust, confidence, and certainty. Just rest. Now you draw your attention to that spaciousness in your heart and the mind. As there's so much space around it, feel it. Be aware of it. From that union of unbounded space and infinite awareness, from that union of that space and the light, from that union of emptiness and clarity, there is a deep warmth. Warmth of presence, warmth of existence, warmth of being, warmth of completeness, warmth of unbounded space. Just feel that, be aware of that, recognize that. This warmth is our third refuge, refuge of great bliss. Just feel that unbounded space, the body of emptiness, the first refuge. be aware and connect with that infinite awareness, the awareness of that unbounded space, the second refuge, the refuge of body of light. Be aware of that spaciousness in the mind. Be aware of that warmth from that union of space and light. Be aware of that bliss. That bliss, that warmth is our third refuge, refuge of body of great bliss. Effortlessly, with confidence, with trust, rest in this three inner refuge. Continuously rest in this inner refuge. Continuously take deep breathings, not hold your breath. Gradually bring into a conscious, into awareness, whatever major challenges that you are facing in this time in your life. The conceptual karmic pain body. The conceptual karmic pain speech. The conceptual karmic pain mind. And wherever they are manifesting, either in your personal life or your relationship with families or at work with colleague and boss. Be fully aware. Be fully connected. It's like a deleting a file from the computer. Unless you select the file and you know the file is highlighted and it's selected before you press the delete button. So you have to select properly. You have to feel and connect with those pains. As you are aware of your pain, body, speech, and mind, host that in that inner refuge, in that unbounded space. In that infinite awareness. In that warmth. Hosting an inner refuge does not mean grasping it, analyzing it. Don't grasp, don't analyze. Don't manipulate, don't elaborate. Leave it as it is, allow it as it comes. Let it stay, let it go. Host like a mirror. Mirror hosts all the appearances in front of it. host like a warmth of the sun. Sun's warmth hosts everybody equally. When you host your conceptual karmic pain body, speech and mind, the pain feels healing, the pain feels release, the pains are opening up. And the pains feeling like a thankful. The pains are like our loved one who truly need help and who have not been acknowledged, care and given attention to. When you finally give your attention to the people who need your attention, care and love, how do they feel? They feel so much touched, moved, healed, because they are receiving non-judgmental attention and care and healing which they have been longing for such a long time. Same way, your pain is waiting for that for such a long time from you. That openness, that attention of care. So host continuously your pain. You feel protected from that indestructible quality of the first refuge. You feel creative from that infinite awareness. You feel joy from that warmth. And pains get healed. As you continuously host, pains get healed. So continuously host and rest in that space. As you continuously host, the pains will dissipate. You find a peaceful opening space in you. You'll find new you, new being is given birth. That spacious being, that being with light, that being with warmth. So that be aware of that new space, new awareness, new warmth, new you. Nourish that. Like taking care of a baby, so that it will nourish and fully manifest in our everyday life. Guided meditation, vision is mind. Sit in a comfortable position, close your eyes, feel that deep stillness in your bodies, silence in your speech, spaciousness in your heart. And gradually bring into a conscious, into awareness, most challenging situation, a person, whatever that is, just for example, like a person, what I call it, a famous person, the person who know how to make you feel pain. So look at that person, image of that person. That person, it's your appearance, that is your vision. was creating a pain. Where is that vision? Where is that appearance? Who is that vision? Look at directly at that vision, nakedly. Look at non-conceptually. Don't look with another pain, another thought, another ego, a smart ego. Look closer, closer, closer. As you look closer and closer, suddenly there's nothing there to look at. There's no appearances there, out there, solid. There's no vision out there, solid, concrete. It's like a mirage in the desert. You see it when you go closer, closer, closer. You don't see anything there. You just see yourself. You find yourself the who's looking at that mirage. Same way, you look at closer, closer, you don't see anything there. You only see your mind, the one who is looking at it. Vision is a mind. The appearances are the mind. If you're not facing any particular challenges, then just simply rest in that space. Guided meditation, mind is empty. Sit in comfortable position continuously. And continuously feel that deep stillness in your body, silence in your speech, spaciousness in your mind. As we could not find any appearances, any vision, when we were looking, we just found only the one who is looking, which is our mind. Now look at that mind, the mind who was looking, who was searching, who was asking questions. Who is that mind? Where is that mind? Is there any solid out there? Is there any concrete? Independent out there. Just look. Once again, look directly, look nakedly, look non-conceptually. Don't look with another smart ego. Don't look with another pain. As you look closer, closer, and closer, you don't find a solid mind out there. You don't find a solid observer out there. It's like a mirage again. If you get closer and closer, closer, there's no mirage, there's no water. There's the only a space. Same way as you look closer and closer to the mind, mind, there's no solid mind there. There's only emptiness, only spaciousness. There's only this vastness. That is what we call mind is empty. Just simply rest in that, the openness, emptiness that you are feeling. That spaciousness, that fullness in your mind. Guided meditation, emptiness is clear light. Just continuously sit in that comfortable position, in that deep stillness of the body, silence of the speech, spaciousness of the mind and heart. Where you did not find, when you look at your vision and appearances, you only found the one who is looking at it, which is your mind. When you look, who is that mind? Where is that mind? When you looked at closer, closer, you did not find any mind solid out there. You only found just vast, empty space, that spaciousness you found, that openness you found. Just rest in that vastness, emptiness. As you rest in that emptiness, that emptiness is not just empty. Emptiness is clear light. There is a light. There is awareness of that emptiness. There is a vital presence. There is a vividness. There is alertness. There is the awakened quality. There is a clarity, there is a luminosity. Be aware of that clear light. When you are aware of that clear light, that presence, you don't fall into the emptiness. It's called clear light is emptiness. Emptiness, it's clear light. You don't fall into the emptiness. You're experiencing clear light. You don't not only feel nothing, but you're feeling present. You're feeling alive. You're feeling vivid. So just rest in that vividness, in that clear light. Guided meditation, clear light, its union. Just rest continuously in that comfortable position, in that deep stillness of the body, silence of the speech, the spaciousness of the heart and the mind. Where you did not find when you look at any appearances, you only found the mind, the one who is looking at those appearances. When you look at the mind, the one who is looking at that appearances, you did not find any solid mind out there. You just found emptiness, space. That unbounded space. And there was nothing. When you look at that nothing, it was not just nothing, it was very luminous. It was present, it was awakened. Clear. It was clear light. We were continuously resting in that clear light. Is that clear light is solid out there? Look at that. Look at that clear light. When you directly observe, nakedly observe, that clear light, you don't see anything out there, separate clear light. That clear light is empty. That emptiness is clear light. That's what it's called, clear light, its union. It's clear, at the same time, it's empty. It's empty, at the same time, it's clear. So rest in that union. Just feel completely open, spacious, unbounded. Nothing is there. Free, clear. At the same time, there's an infinite awareness, a presence of light. There is a sense of being complete. Awaken. Just be aware of that. And just rest in that union. guided meditation, union is great bliss. Sit continuously in comfortable position. Feel that deep stillness of the body, silence of the speech, spaciousness of the mind. When we looked at the vision appearances, we could not find anything. We only found the one who is looking at it, our mind. When we look at that mind, where is that mind? Who is that mind? When we look at it closer, we could not find that either. We just found the emptiness, that spaciousness, that openness. That is open and empty. But when we look closer to that emptiness, it was not just empty. There was awareness. There was liveliness, vividness, alertness, awaken, a pure presence. So that pure presence is not separate from that emptiness. That emptiness is not separate from that awareness. It's the union. We are resting in that union. Feel that union. Rest in that union. As we continuously rest in that union, there's a deep sense of warmth, there is a deep sense of joy. There is a deep sense of bliss. That is why we call it union, its great bliss. Feel that bliss, that presence of joy in your body, in your mind, in your breath, in the field of energy. Feel all over. Feel that in your flesh, in your blood, in your every single cells in your body. Every single cell in your body is awakened with that bliss and joy. It's transforming all the pain and sickness, and it's healing with that bliss, that joy. It's stopping those diseases. It's healing those diseases. It's stopping those inner pain. It's inspiring those inner smiles. It's inviting those inner warmth. Feel that through your skin, through your face. Feel that inner smile. in your heart, in your face, in your skin. Just rest in that experience. Dedication in Tibetan. Dedication in English. All pure virtue done through the three doors, I dedicate to the welfare of all sentient beings of the three realms. Having purified all afflictions and obscurations of the three poisons, may we swiftly achieve the complete Buddhahood of the three bodies.